on 98FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
So, fingers crossed, it's all working here. Charlie, can you hear me on the phone okay?
Yes, I can.
Fantastic.
All right.
So, your name is Charlie Reid, and you've got a brother called Reid, even, and your brother is called Craig, and you're the Proclaimers.
That's right, yeah.
I actually feel... no nonsense now, Charlie. I actually feel quite starstruck because I've played your song 500 Miles thousands of times at private gigs.
Yes.
And it seems to have... It was a big hit at the time, and then there seemed to be a lull for some reason at the private gigs, and then everybody started asking for it again.
I don't know what it really is with that song. I mean, the song is bigger than the band ever was, you know, or ever will be. It's kind of transcended everything we've done, so I don't know. It's the call and response thing. It's the kind of stripped down sing-along thing. I don't know. You know, I'd love to know exactly what the recipe was, and then we could go and do another one.
Well, you've done a huge amount. I never realised, complete ignorance on my part, but I never realised that you've done 10 albums.
That's right.
That's shocking.
That's over a long period of time when we made the first record in 87, so it's not really that prodigious, but in the last few years, we've been pretty efficient with it in terms of it's been every 2.5-3 years there's been a record for the last decade. So we've certainly caught up with ourselves a little bit because our output was pretty slow over the first few years of the career.
Right, gotcha. I mean, is it? I mean, we know today you get the bands, they go on X Factor and they think they're going to be an immediate success for the rest of their life. Did you walk the boards? Because back when you started, there wasn't anything like the X Factor, was there?
There wasn't. And to be honest, we'd never have got on it. We'd never have won it. We're not photogenic. We're not kind of showbiz type people. We were never going to do that. The type of music we did was never going to get across that way, I think. So it was always going to be... the kind of slog for us to do it, and we thought we'd sort of build up in the smaller clubs, pubs and stuff, and that's really how we started, and we kind of thought it'd probably stay that way. And then, you know, in spite of ourselves, we had a couple of hit records, and so things got a little bit easier.
Well, you've always seemed to retain this down-to-earth feeling. A lot of bands get so full of their own hype.
Yeah.
But you've never come across like that.
Maybe because we didn't sign a deal until we were 24, you know, we'd kind of been playing music since probably we were about 14. And then, you know, there'd been a lot of years where we weren't getting anywhere. It was difficult. And so there'd been a fairly long growing up period and a maturing period as people. So I think that's probably helped. And the fact that we're twins, if one of us gets a bit highfalutin, the other one brings them down, you know.
Oh, really? So, I've often wanted to know this. Do you write the songs yourself?
We do. I mean, most of what we've done has been our own compositions. Craig, certainly me. But we kind of get the genesis of a song, get the bulk of it, and then we start just rehearsing it weeks and weeks at a time, and then just playing about with it, changing the key, changing the kind of approach in it, maybe changing some chords. And then eventually we walk in the studio, demo it, and then we go and make the record. And then obviously it changes a little bit when you do a rearrangement, when you actually go to record it. So, yeah, from sort of starting off to it finishing when you've recorded it, when you've mastered the thing, and then you go on stage and you're trying to do maybe a slightly different version of it on stage.
Now, I know albums are primarily the best of the best, aren't they? You write a certain amount of songs,
yeah,
and then someone sits there and goes, I don't know if it's you or your producer, or no, we'll have that one, that one, that one, that,
yeah,
one. So how many songs do you start off with before you release?
We record most of what we do, and then we might leave one or two off if we don't think they're quite as good, and use them as extra tracks or B-sides. Doesn't really count anymore, does it? It's kind of, you know, downloadable extra tracks or something. So yeah, we do that, or we'll put maybe some live stuff on for the first few thousand albums or whatever, as an extra disc. You know, I think this people do the same thing to promote the records now. But yeah, we record everything, and then say we record 14, 15, and then we maybe use 12 or 13 on the main record.
So how long does it take you to record a complete album in a recording studio?
The recording's pretty quick. It was only barely a month this last time at Rockfield in Monmouth. The period of time it takes along bit is the writing of it. We tend to be 6, 7, 8 months before we've got enough together that we're happy with. And we have to really come off the road and concentrate, just get the head down every day. a lot of what you start off with, you end up rejecting. So, you know, you start with every song that you actually record, you probably start off with two or three or four ideas,
yeah.
And not, they don't all make it. But we kind of have to concentrate. I know some people can write, they can literally pick up a guitar in the middle of a noisy party and just sit in the corner and write a song. We're not that good at concentrating. We have to give ourselves time to sit down and work out the idea properly.
So I know you're just rigging up a 68 UK tour, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. We've done probably 68 dates last year, and I think we're going to do over 80 this year between UK stuff and Australia, America, Canada.
So, and that's where I think the music industry is going that way, basically, because of downloads and people illegally downloading.
I think so.
I think music is just the preconceived idea of a track now has almost lost all value, and that's where people earn their money now, is touring.
That's right. I think it's the only way to do it. I mean, obviously, if you get a sync thing on a film or on an advertising campaign,
yeah.
Then you can make money off the song. But I think, you know, for every Adele that's selling 10 million records, somebody that's selling 20,000 or 50,000 records and they're barely getting by, but you make the money if you've got an audience. You make the money on the road now.
So really, I mean, your background, how you actually came into the business, is helping you out huge amounts at this particular point.
I think it is. Also, the fact you've got to enjoy it. Some people enjoy getting up and playing the odd show, but they don't like touring because the show itself should be pleasure for the person performing it as well, but the travelling, the hassle, the being away from home, some people just can't take it. But we kind of got used to it because we've done it so often. Also, our kids are grown up now, so it's not the same thing to be at home all the time. The thing that's kind of pulling you back home.
Yeah.
So we've stayed on the road and kind of stayed true to our beliefs by staying on the road as well.
So 68 dates. How long is that over?
That was over about 6 months last year, and then this 80 dates will be roughly over the same period, so it'll be even more intense.
See, that's hard going. You're being away from home, living out of a suitcase in a hotel room for 6 months. That's hard going.
It's difficult. I mean, a lot of the stuff during the summer will be English dates, a couple of dates in Europe. So you're away for maybe a couple of days, three, four nights a week, then you're back home for a day or two, and then you're away again. When you're on, obviously in Australia, will be our first main tour this year in April, so we'll be away for a month. And then America, Canada, you're away again for 6 or 7 weeks. So, but as I say, as you get older, and as the kids are up, and
yeah.
In my case, they're all away now, they're all living away from home, so life changes somewhat, and it makes it probably a little easier to go on the road. You don't feel so guilty about it.
Yeah, I suppose so, really. Well, Charlie, I know you're under a very tight schedule this morning. Thank you so much for coming on the show and talking to us.
Thank you.
And good luck with the tour.
Thank you very much indeed.